Believe it or not, when you become a real estate agent, who would have thought you'd have to learn the art of storytelling? You learn how to fill out a sales contract, a listing agreement, how to key a listing into the MLS, how to drive a sign in the ground in the front yard, how to conduct an open house. But who would have thought your greatest skill that will create the best amount of income for you would be the art of storytelling? There's a story I've told at the kitchen table for years and years and years for job interviews, for listings. I would share that in the eighth grade, a true story, I grew up in Chicago suburbs called Fox River Grove, population 2,000 people, one stoplight town. And I was in the eighth grade, and we had what's called the eighth grade dance on Friday night during the spring season. And here's what happened. The girls would go into the history room, the boys would go into the math room, and before the first song came on, the boys were in their room, the girls were in their room. When the first song came out, Elton John's song came on, we'd pour into the gym, and the girls would sit on their benches, the boys would sit on in their bleachers, and the girls would wait for the boys to ask them to dance. So here I am, a very shy kid. Question is, do I have a shot at dancing that night? I showed up for the dance. But generally, there were 30 girls and maybe 10 boys, which means, heck, even the bald kids could dance because there were more girls than boys. I told that story hundreds of times on the listing interview or during even the phone interview, in that I wanted people to understand supply and demand. When there's an oversupply of sellers, then you're going to be in a not so good market. If you're in an undersupply, in this case, there were 30 girls and 10 boys, good for me. But if there's too many boys and enough girls, I'm heading home. So I would tell that story and almost get a laugh every time from the seller who goes, I get it. Because you show them their velocity report, and it shows, let's say, 30 actives near their home and within a 1 mile radius in their price point, give or take 10%. If they're asking 500, 450 to 550, give or take 10%, and 1 mile radius, and you see that there's 30 actives and there are four pendings. That's not good. Are you in a reset at that point, or are you appreciating? You're in a reset. You cannot be appreciating or even holding your value. If there's 30 houses for sale at the dance, only four pending, that's a bad ratio, as you studied on a four-page presentation, the LEAP presentation. So first and foremost, I want you to think of yourself as a storyteller. I want you to watch this next video about Mercedes-Benz. It's about a boy who wants to meet a girl at a theater. It's snow is coming down, and the father's looking outside saying, son, she's not going to be there. And mom says, honey, take him. Next thing you know, they're leaving their garage in a Mercedes. There's no word about the car. There's no word about luxury or status. They're just driving through the thick snow. And the father's got a look on his face like, she's not going to be there. They get to the theater. They pull in. They go inside the building. She's not there. They go into the movie, the theater itself, where the movie was supposed to be playing. And she's not in that room either. They're getting ready to leave. And all of a sudden, another Mercedes pulls up. A lovely young lady gets out of the Mercedes, and the boy and the girl, he pulls the door open for her, and they go into the theater. You can almost cry watching it. That is what your presentation should do. It should move people. It should not bore people. You'll get paid, I believe, in direct proportion to your creativity to have people see a vision, see a solution. This is not sales, if you will. This is an experience that you're going to walk people through, even though they've got to reduce the price of their asset from $600 sometimes to $550 or $500 or $1.5 million to $1.2 million or $280,000 to $250,000. Almost every listing needs a price reduction. Not everyone, but most of them do. And the way to be effective at that and getting hired is how well did you practice your stories again and again and again. I love the St. Louis Cardinals, not the dugout, but the locker room. There's a sign in the locker room that says the following: practice till you can't get it wrong. Now, if I should have a conversation with you and ask you to walk me through a velocity page, I'd say, tell me the story like I'm the seller. I'm going to know immediately if you practiced or not. If I ask you to describe LEAP to me, least expired active in private sale, I said, hey, tell me what it means, like I'm a seller or I'm a buyer. I can tell within seconds, did you practice it? So will sellers. They'll know if you practiced it or not. Well, what are we? We're storytellers. That's a major part of what we do as real estate agents who are trying to build a business.